Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Ralph Grogan. He is the president and CEO of the company that used to be called Bentley Prince Street, and now, as of today, is called Bentley. How you doing, Ralph?
Good morning, Kemp. Doing great, thanks.
Good to be with you. So today you are rolling out the name change that Bentley Prince Street's going back to its original roots and going to call itself Bentley from now on, right?
Yeah, that's correct, Kemp. Effective today, we are changing our name back, sort of as you mentioned, to our original route to Bentley. Mm-hmm. And we're very, very excited about the change with the new ownership and the rebirth of the company since last summer. We thought this was a very important next step in our progress.
You know, if you go back and look at some of the earlier issues of Floor Focus magazine, and if you look at the top, today we call it the top 250 design survey, but back then I think it was the top 200 design survey. And Bentley was always on top as far as service, quality, and design. Is that what your strategy is, to move back into that leadership?
Absolutely. I mean, you've sort of taken our brand promise, is that Bentley was always known in the past as a product company and true leaders in product innovation, you know, going back to the Ralph Michigan days back in the early 80s, the company was founded. It was all about product innovation. And then once those products are designed, backing that up with great quality and then with great service. So the Bentley today, when people hear that name, we want them to think of product innovation and cutting edge technology with what we're doing with product, and then backing that up with great quality and great service.
And also, you always continue to keep that California look, right? The flair.
Absolutely. And you'll notice today, Kemp, in their press release and the logos, we are really playing up our California heritage with the fact we are a California mill, and the Los Angeles part of the equation will be very prominent in our logo.
Most people know this, but let's just quick run through it. Bentley was a company by itself and then was bought by Interface, and Interface then bought Prince Street and then brought the two brands together. And then just last year, Bentley Prince Street was purchased by Dominus Capital, and now you're independent and you can pursue your entrepreneurial roots again, right?
Absolutely. I mean, and that's all part of the rebranding effort. I mean, I think people will see the new name and the new logo that goes with that name and will immediately think product innovation and service.
So what happens to the Prince Street brand name?
We still have the rights to that name, Kemp, for now. We're keeping it. It could, you know, as we look at our growth plans and initiatives further down the road, there's a good chance that brand will pop back up in another category that we choose to pursue. So stay tuned. You could see that Prince Street name out there. Again, it's a great brand with great equity, and we will definitely keep it and may use it at another point in time.
You know, most brand strategists realize how expensive it is to maintain a brand, so it's probably smart just to focus on one right now, isn't it?
It's to focus on the Bentley brand, and the branding effort is more than just a logo change. I mean, we're changing our sample vehicles, our architect folders, to make it a more user-friendly folder for our customers. So you'll notice some new tools along those lines. Our ads that will be coming out for Neocon, you know, you'll see the new branding on that as well. So it's more than just a logo change. It's a lot of the changes that we started working on back in January that are now coming into fruition.
All right, so where will we see you next? I've seen you in the past at HD, and I know you're going to Neocon. Talk about the next places you'll be exhibiting.
Well, we have several of our folks that will be at HD. We're sponsoring an event there with Crossville. Mm-hmm. We're not showing at HD this year. Our first look at the new branding will be at Neocon. Okay. This year, and we have a new showroom space on Kinsey Street, mm-hmm, right across the street from a Mart. So we actually have two spaces at Neocon. On the 10th floor, we have a place there in the Merchandise Mart where we'll be showing our new products, but our larger space where we're inviting people to come and join us for lunch and cocktails in the afternoon will be at our new space on Kinsey Street, right across the street from the Mart, right beside the Kinsey Street Chop House.
Look forward to seeing you there. So I talked to you about 6 weeks ago on Floor Daily. What's the latest development with the company since then?
Still making great progress, Kemp. Now, you'll see a lot of the fruition of our work at Neocon this year. As I mentioned, Bentley stands for product innovation, and you'll see a lot on the innovative front that Todd Vandercrook and our product development team has been working on. You'll see the branding efforts that Sherry Drager and our marketing team has been putting together. And so a lot of hard work on those fronts. As I mentioned a couple of weeks ago when we got together, We'll also have some things to show from a tile standpoint at NeoCon as well. So we've been extremely busy these last couple of months, and we're very, very excited about NeoCon, and everything we're hearing about NeoCon this year should be record numbers of attendance this year.
And one of the biggest changes that you've made in the last couple of months is you've really beefed up some of your personnel talent on the manufacturing side, haven't you?
Right. We've added Jim Harley as chief operating officer of the company. He was with Bentley back in the 80s and 90s, which helped build the company. The last several years, he was with Tandus. You know, Jim is leading our manufacturing efforts, and we have Wayne Hedger, who joined us, who worked with Jim and I back in the day at Monterey and had been at Bentley for a while and was with Royalty. We've got a new addition in Libby Cook, who has joined us on the product development side to work with Todd. Libby brings some great talents to the team as far as not only is she an excellent product designer, but she is also very strong on the operational part. So she'll be working with Todd on the design standpoint, but also sort of the liaison between product development, marketing, and manufacturing to help push products through the plant quicker. We're all about speed to market, and once we get ideas in the plant, by being small, one of the advantages we have is that we can be quicker and nimble, hopefully more quick and more nimble than a lot of our larger competitors.
Okay, Ralph, well, thanks for spending time with us. I know you're busy today with this news of your change in name to Bentley. Again, been talking to Ralph Grogan, who's president and CEO of Bentley. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.